Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Stars Intergen Corp. provides opportunities for seniors in the towns of Bethlehem and Coeymans to enhance the educational experience for Ravenna, Coeymans, Selkirk students. We're joined now by Bill Schwartz, Stars Intergen's board president, and Linda Bruno, who is the executive director. Bill and Linda, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice to have you with us. Bill, how did this whole thing get started?
Well, I used to be superintendent of schools in the Ravenna, Coeymans, Selkirk School District many years ago. One night at a school board meeting, a person in the audience talked about a program in another school district that sounded like intergenerational program. Well, that was something that was very much of interest to us. Essentially, the idea was to connect senior citizens with school-aged children who would benefit from intergenerational experiences in the classroom and in the community. A group of interested community residents decided to create this program with the assistance of legal advisors, state and community representatives, school staff. The program was implemented. We were granted 501c3 status, and what started as four senior citizens working in four classrooms of teachers in our community, Stars Intergen was born. We are now 20 years later, and we are bigger and better than ever.
So you're in a lot more classrooms, you have a lot more volunteers, and you're doing a lot more in the community.
Yes. Between the senior citizens and students and members of the community, we all do this together. It's Seniors Teaching and Reaching Students is the acronym.
So what do the students do?
The students?
Or what do the seniors do with the
seniors?
Students?
I match senior residents, which would be our volunteers, called STARS. I match them with teachers in the classroom. It's a real process to be able to find what the needs of the teacher and the students would be in various classrooms. And then when I have a volunteer, they're recruited regularly on an ongoing basis. When a volunteer comes to me, I check what their background is, what their experience is, and what they'd like to do, and match them with the teacher and the needs in the classroom.
And those needs include what?
They vary. It will be a STAR working with the teacher. Usually during the classroom time, they will be working in small groups, one-on-one with students. They're extra hands in the classroom for special projects. They're also extra ears and eyes for teachers to be able to see the various needs of students and be able to work with those needs.
Obviously, the seniors have a lot to offer the students, but I'm interested in what you think and anecdotally what the students have told you of what they get out of it.
Yes. The students are very welcoming of STARS. When they are with a STAR, they see them as, I don't want to say a grandparent, but they are definitely an adult that pays attention to them and is able to listen to them. And that is one of the biggest things that I've seen with students. The students in the classroom, when they have a need, they are sometimes more willing to talk to the STAR about the need than they would be the teacher. And the teacher sees this as a real asset in the classroom when they have those extra ears and the extra attention that can be paid to students. So that's very helpful. I also have an after-school program, the 6th to 12th grade program, and that's an amazing program to see in progress.
So what do they do after school?
They work, we go to a residence that is senior living apartments, independent living. It's not an assisted living. It's independent apartments in Glenmont, and we use their community room. I have 6 volunteers and 2 teachers that come with students. They're bused every 2 weeks, and they are range in age from in grade from 6th to 12th grade. They come willingly, and we have right now a ready group of 13 students, soon to grow to 16, because we have students that are still signing on to come to this program, and it's an open program. It's an inclusionary program. We do various activities. It could be a craft. It might be a service project. We cook. The last group that we just had, we made breakfast. That was our snack. And we also worked on setting a table. Many students today, because they don't have the availability of family meals together, we worked on how do you set a place? What does it look like? They set an entire table for 16 people that day. We had two guests come in. One is an Alzheimer patient who lives there with her husband, and they come readily to the program just to be able to have the socialization with his wife. When they came in the room, the table was already set. Two students got up right away to set places for them, which I thought was amazing on their part. We also ate breakfast together that day, and then one of our students, we had just been talking about manners and they asked to be excused. He was getting up to go into the kitchen to do the dishes without being asked, which was incredible. And those are the things that people don't see, but our volunteers see that when they come every time they volunteer. And our students interact with our seniors. Our discussion that day was wrapped around respect and manners. It's amazing the input that you get from students when you have the time to sit and listen with them. And the seniors, too, were able to give their input about what respect was like when they were kids in school. That's another insight that students don't get to hear very readily.
Another thing, too, I speak as a grandparent, because I am a grandparent. Two of my grandchildren live in Minnesota, so I don't get a chance to see them very much. And that's something I really miss, is having the opportunity to see young people who are interested in learning, who have a love for what they do, and who have the affective domain of working with one another. And it's wonderful.
It is fascinating. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. You tell me. As far as getting seniors who want to do this, I assume it's not really a hard sell, is it?
Not always, but I will tell you, seniors today are very busy. I mean, even right now, I have seniors on vacation, and they are able to make arrangements with the teacher when they go on vacation, so the teacher knows they'll be returning. But they have full lives. They are members of clubs. They are members of other activities. And that's the other thing that makes them fascinating, because they have a wealth of experience and also are still involved in their communities in many ways.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, the experience that the volunteers and the STARS bring to the table, because these are people who have lived a lifetime and a career,
right.
And have a lot to offer these young people.
We have STARS. Many of them are well-educated. They don't have to be. We have STARS that have high school diplomas. We also have a STAR with a PhD right now, is working in our high school classroom. He is there to tutor students that are in Earth Science Regents program, and he's there to be available to them and to be able to help them with anything that they might not be doing well right now. So that's the first time we've had a high school STAR over there working in the classroom directly with the students. All of our STARS also work directly under teachers or other staff people. They are not on their own, and they take the direction directly from a teacher and a staff member. We are well supported in our district with both our superintendent, Dr. Bailey, who also serves on our board of directors, and he also explains to people when he speaks to them about STARS, the uniqueness of STARS. But the educational background of STARS is very varied, to say the least. We have a very eclectic audience of our volunteers. Their life experience is amazing. They come from educational backgrounds. They come from medical backgrounds, social workers. We have people that have worked in human services and people that have worked in other areas. So they bring all of that wealth of experience with them to the classroom.
Linda has, we've been talking the last couple of days about speaking from the heart and what kinds of things we are hearing from our staff members, who are very supportive of what we do.
Sure.
And it's just, Linda, I don't know if you want to talk about some of those or one of those. I don't want to put you on the spot.
But the uniqueness of the volunteers is what amazes me and what I have such gratitude for. We have a STAR that works in a classroom with a student who was not reading. And in order to inspire him and encourage him, she was able to talk to a local sportscaster who gave her his script. And she brought the script to school with her to show the student that this is what he's reading on the air. And that student was encouraged to read and to see the importance of reading. And hopefully that opened a door for him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. And are you aware of other schools that do a similar program to this?
I know one in the Capital District area. But I don't know any others that do
it. It's East Greenbush has a STAR program. That's the only one that we're aware of.
Wow.
And because you would think of it, it's sort of a makes sense, doesn't it? It's a
it
sort
does.
Of common sense thing that could happen.
It's a our seniors today are a wealth of information and experience. And by 2030, one out of five citizens will be 65 or older. So you think about that resource that we have right now. We need to be able to utilize it.
We're just about wrapping up, but as you say, this is the 20th year. So I assume you hear from the kids that are now, you know.
Yes, I do.
Their 30s.
Yes. Well, and they remember their stars.
Yes, they do.
One of them, in fact, I'll tell you quickly, he was a summer counselor at one of the camp programs where I recruit kids for the coming program for the STARS Helpers program is recruited fifth grade. So when they enter sixth grade, they're very aware that they're going to have this available program to them after school. And what he said to me when he saw me, he said, "Oh, you're with STARS?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, I loved our star. She would bring us honey ham." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, honey ham." But they all make
they
an impression
like
in
yeah,
their own
right.
in their own way. You know?
Nothing says I love you quite like ham.
Yeah.
Bill Schwartz is STARS Intergen's board president. Linda Bruno is the executive director. Relevant links about the program are at wamc.org/roundtable. STARS Intergen Corp. It is wonderful helping Bethlehem and Queemans and those towns, the opportunities for seniors in those towns as well to help students in Ravenna, Queemans, and Selkirk. It is a wonderful program and wonderful work. I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.